For an Amorous Lady by Theodore Rethke. It was inspired by this quote from a natural history book. Most mammals like caresses in the sense in which we usually take the word, whereas other creatures, even tame snakes, prefer giving to receiving them. The pensive gnu, the staid aardvark, accept caresses in the dark. The bear, equipped with paw and snout, would rather take than dish it out. But snakes, both poisonous and garter, in love are never known to barter. The worm, though dank, is sensitive. His noble nature bids him give. But you, my dearest, have a soul, encompassing fish, flesh, and fowl. When amorous arts we would pursue, you can with pleasure bill or coo. You are, in truth, one in a million, at once mammalian and reptilian. Notes from the Other Side by Jane Kenyon. I divested myself of despair and fear when I came here. Now there's no more catching one's own eye in the mirror. There are no bad books, no plastic, no insurance premiums, and of course, no illness. Contrition does not exist, nor gnashing of teeth. No one howls as the first clod of earth hits the casket. The poor we no longer have with us. Our calm hearts strike only the hour, and God, as promised, proves to be mercy clothed in light. Billy Collins, Forgetfulness. The name of the author is the first to go, followed obediently by the title, the plot, the heartbreaking conclusion, the entire novel, which suddenly becomes one you have never read, never even heard of, as if one by one the memories you used to harbor decided to retire to the southern hemisphere of the brain, to a little fishing village where there are no phones. Long ago, you kissed the names of the nine muses goodbye and watched the quadratic equation pack its bag. And even now, as you memorize the order of the planets, something else is slipping away. A state flower, perhaps, the address of an uncle, the capital of Paraguay. Whatever it is you are struggling to remember, it is not poised on the tip of your tongue. Not even lurking in some obscure corner of your spleen, it has floated away down a dark mythological river whose name begins with an L as far as you can recall. Well, on your way to oblivion, where you will join those who have even forgotten how to swim and how to ride a bicycle. No wonder you rise in the middle of the night to look up the date of a famous battle in a book on war. No wonder the moon in the window seems to have drifted out of a love poem that you used to know by heart.